old Waterside railway station that you see up there in Derry. It's been approved by Derry City and Strabane District Council for redevelopment. 27 million proposal by TransLink will involve a regional transport hub being built there. It sounds like as if it's an excellent idea. It sounds as if, you know, I'm simply saying that because I'm, you know, back and forward through the city. I see it there on a regular basis, and I think to myself, my goodness me, surely they'll do something with that. But apparently not everyone is overly happy with the idea, indeed, of it being redeveloped, including Jim McBride, who's from a group called Into the West. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, explain to me why you wouldn't want 27 million spent on this save. Proposed new transport hub that would be similar to what other major cities would have?
Well, what we want is the money, the £27 million to use what's best for the people of Derry. We don't want some sort of short-sighted fix. We want a station that the city would be proud of, a proper heritage railway station where trains would enter and leave the building as they do all across Europe and across other parts of the British Isles.
So explain how this one's explain how this one's going to work. Why is this one not like that?
Well, this one here is going to be a case where you're going to bring back the historic, you know, train shed building, which is unique in Northern Ireland, which is a listed building. It was listed in 1977 to stop TransLink or NAR to just demolish it in 1977. We want trains to come into the building, into a heritage building that is unique in Northern Ireland, that would be a tourist attraction. The planners have admitted that they don't even regard it, the station building, as being a tourist attraction. You know, it's a unique Lanyon-listed building. And TransLink said initially trains couldn't come into the building, and then admitted eventually the trains could come into the building, but they never made any scheme for that provision for trains to come into the building.
Is the building going to be retained regardless, or is there a possibility of the building being demolished?
Well, it's a listed building. It's illegal to demolish a listed building. So the building has been purchased by TransLink, and indeed, Into the West spent 17 years lobbying on this issue. And it's only because of the pressure of Into the West and some local political parties that TransLink was forced to buy the building a number of years back. And the people of the city have supported our campaign. Almost 3,000 people have objected to TransLink's plans. Almost 50 listed. Only one letter of support was received for the plans of TransLink by an individual who doesn't even live in Derry.
Just stay with me, because I want to speak to one of the councillors, Christopher Jackson, who's available to speak to us. Christopher, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It sounds like a really good idea to use this building for the trains coming into it. Why is it so difficult to provide Jim with what he's looking for?
Well, first and foremost, this has never been designed as a heritage project. This is an investment in the regional infrastructure in the northwest, and it does go in some way in addressing the inequalities in the infrastructure in the northwest.
But can you not have something really modern and still use a heritage building?
And that's exactly what this is. This is creating a modern facility. But using a historic, iconic building that's been lying derelict for many years. And we can't ignore the fact that this building has been identified as being at risk. So if we were to sort of set aside this £27 million, which 20 million of it could be the last tranche of European money, if we let this opportunity pass us by and we waited for a heritage fund to come up, we could be waiting another 20, 30 years. Who's to say that building would survive? I would welcome the fact that the Department of Infrastructure have acknowledged the need to invest in the Northwest by purchasing the building, by prioritising investment at the station. And this has been going on for some time now. There's been a lot of discussions. I've spoke to Jim a number of times. Jim's very passionate, as is a lot of people, not only in the city but in the entire Northwest, about this particular project. And all considerations was given to everybody. And one of the the key things about bringing this state change into the station, and this is coming from the Department of Infrastructure and TransLink, is that they bring a change into the station would eradicate almost all of the space within the building. And there was talk about making compromises in terms of safety. They try and reduce the amount of space that would be taken up by bringing the states and only having one carriage, because it always would only have been one carriage coming into the front of the building.
So what would the building be used for? If the train doesn't come into the building, in your plan or in the current plan, this TransLink department plan, what will the building be used for?
There would be a large section of the building would be used as a communal space where passengers can come and they would be comfortable while they wait for the train to arrive or wait for the train to depart.
Okay. Well, I want to put that to Jim. Why are you so hung up on the train actually coming into the building? As long as the building's protected, as long as we're reminded of what the building used to be used for and people can use the building, why do we need like Victorian heritage to be so linked to this modern development?
Well, first of all, it's not Into the West's fault that TransLink didn't put this through as a heritage railway proposal. This has been happening in the Irish Republic or anywhere else in GB. This would have to come through a mandatory process of railway heritage consultation. It's not our fault that TransLink, the DFI, failed to do that. Secondly, as the building is owned now by TransLink, the building is not at risk. But what we want is to create the St Pancras of the North West, to have an iconic, beautiful, restored station building built in 1875, restored this heritage, splendour. We do not want any compromises in safety. But what we're going to have is 660 square metres to become a giant coffee shop, according to the plans submitted by TransLink. That is not unacceptable. The people of Derry have expressed their wishes in this. Almost 3,000 have supported our online petition. The people of Derry have spoken. We don't want to accept an insipid plan. We want the best thing for the people of Derry. We want a station to be proud of, a regional rail terminal fit for a regional capital.
And where are we now with it? Can you halt it at the moment and try and get what you're looking for? Or, excuse the pun, has the train left the station?
Well, the matter is now out of everybody's hands, because the matter has now been referred back to the Department of Infrastructure for further investigation. So I think it's quite clear, that the matter is out of our hands. It's going back to the Department of Infrastructure. Let them look at it and reassess it on planning conditions.
And is there a possibility that it mightn't happen at all?
Anything's possible, Frank. But what we wanted all along was this money to be used best. By the times that we have been excluded from the consultation process, there's meetings that we've attended with the council, predetermined planning mission at the end of February this year, and we were being refused the minutes of that meeting. We've asked for a breakdown of the cost from TransLink and the Department of Infrastructure. This project was going to cost $9.3 million in 2015. It's costing $27 million now. We've asked for a breakdown of those costs on a regular basis. We've asked for freedom of information requests, and we still haven't got them.
Jim, thank you for that. Finally, Christopher Jackson, it sounds like as if one of the most influential lobbying groups, the Into the West group, is being bypassed on this particular project.
Well, my experience, and it is unfortunate if they feel that way, but my experience, because I've listened to Into the West numerous times over the last number of weeks and months, and the points that are raised by Into the West have been considered in great detail. It is unfortunate that there isn't unanimous support for this, because and one of the points that can't go unsaid is that this iconic building has been sitting unused for over 30 years. As somebody who lives very close to that, it was only a number of weeks ago that I got access under the building. Now, this is going to bring this project is going to bring that iconic building back into use and essentially give the city and the region a train station that we all will be proud of and we all deserve.
Is there a possibility it mightn't happen at all, or will it happen?
I am confident that it will happen. I hope that it will happen. I believe that the will is there. The will of the people is there. That we were, because I speak to people on a regular basis. The point of the addressing the imbalances of infrastructure is raised continuously. We need investment in the Northwest. We're seeing it at long last, and that is going to, it's essential for the economic and the tourism for the city and the region to reach its potential of the economic and tourism potential that is here in the city and the Northwest region.
Okay, Christopher Jackson, Sinn Féin, thank you. Jim McBride from Into the West. They've been a long time discussing this, a long time waiting on that iconic building to be properly used. But of course, they can't agree on what the proper use of it actually would look like. Your opinions, if you're in the city, do let us know. 0289 033 105. What do you think?